There's been a change at the top of the Massachusetts Republican Party. The state GOP last night voted to oust Jim Lyons as its chairman. He's served in that role for the last 4 years. The party elected state committee member Amy Carnevale to replace him. WBUR's Steve Brown was at last night's meeting in Marlboro and joins us now. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Rupa.
Before we get to the news, can you recap the party infighting that led up to last night's vote?
Yeah, after last November's election losses, and there were lots of them, if you remember, many Republicans put the blame squarely on Jim Lyons. They questioned his putting the party's limited resources into the governor's race, which most political observers knew was a very long shot. Lyons' critics thought he should have put more effort into down-ballot races, thinking some of those contests were competitive and could have been won by Republicans. There have also been questions about party finances. Fundraising has been abysmal. The party's treasurer has said that the state GOP only has $35,000 in the bank. So there was a lot of tension.
I'd say. And it all came to a head last night. Was it pretty raucous?
Surprisingly, no. No fireworks to speak of. As a matter of fact, the vice chairman who was running the meeting complimented the members for their civility. And the final vote was close. Amy Carnevale got 37 votes to Jim Lyons' 34 votes.
Can you tell us a little bit about Amy Carnevale and what does she intend to get done as the leader of this party?
Yeah, she's a longtime state committee woman from Marblehead who works as a Washington lobbyist. Now, like Lyons, she has supported former President Donald Trump. As a matter of fact, she was a delegate for Trump representing Massachusetts at the national conventions. After winning the vote last night, she said the party needs a new strategy to get back of trying to win elections and get Republicans elected to all kinds of offices.
Clearly, the vote was a signal that our party is going to take a different track moving ahead. And I'm taking that as a signal that we also need to reach out to unenrolled voters in order to get Republicans elected to Congress, to positions up and down the board.
Okay, that sounds like maybe she's thinking about taking a more moderate direction. Is this a win for the Charlie Baker wing of the party?
I wouldn't say she's going to take the party in a more moderate direction, although that remains to be seen. Remember, she has been a supporter of Donald Trump. But I think she's more of a pragmatist than Jim Lyons was. She knows that the party can't afford to alienate the Charlie Baker wing. Lyons battled Baker constantly, called the former governor a Republican in name only. But there are a lot of people in Massachusetts who are in line with Charlie Baker, and I think Carnevale realizes that she has to include them in the future of the party for it to be viable.
And how are you hearing state GOP officials react to this change?
Those I spoke with last night seemed encouraged. A longtime party official and National Republican Committeeman Ron Kaufman told me Carnevale represents a new age of conservative.
She's absolutely a conservative person, but she's not iconoclastic. She represents the kind of personality that I think the party's going to turn to more and more and more. Ones who are certainly fiscally conservative, socially in the middle, and moderate in tolerance.
Kaufman said he thinks that the state's party's troubles are now in the rearview mirror. Amy Carnevale can lead them to success.
Okay, but what about the party's financial problems? Does Carnevale have a solution for that?
She says she's going to review the party's finances and determine what the party may owe. She says she's received commitments from folks who have donated to the party in the past but have held back while Lyons was at the helm. She plans to reach out to those donors and ask them for their help moving the party forward.
WBUR's Steve Brown, thanks so much for being there last night and being here this morning. We appreciate it.
You're quite welcome, Rupa.